I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go.
Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour solar flare fiesta. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Seattle to St. Pete, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. It's a fabulous Friday, which means it's a Target Demo Friday.
What you think about that, D.A.?
I love it. I love hearing from you guys, knowing what's going on in your lives, where you're at as you listen to the show. So respond on Facebook to our thread, also on Twitter, and we will read through those later on in the show. Let me know where you're at, what you're doing, and how you're listening, and we'll read those in the third hour of the program.
Oh, okay.
What a big show we've got for you on a Friday. We've got the Tasty Top 5 coming up in about 35 minutes from now. My 5 favorite college football games of the weekend. And, of course, a big one at Yankee Stadium between 2 top 15 teams. Can the one and only Notre Dame Fighting Irish continue undefeated and keep their dream alive of a college football playoff, which just may be Armageddon for the College Football Playoff Committee. Also, Ross Tucker from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, NFL analyst, will join us coming up in about an hour and change from now. He was very critical of Aaron Rodgers last night in the Thursday night game. We'll get to Ross coming up later on in the second hour of the show. Also, Mraz has his up the gut picks because, of course, Huge Freeze made his college football picks yesterday, which means now we're at Mraz making his NFL picks today. And in doing so, the Battle of the Bulge takes another twist and turn. Mraz has opened up a very healthy 2.5-game lead in the standings. Should he beat Robbie, Huge Freeze will be relegated to being banned from the show forever. Forever! It's a big turning point of the season, the stretch run for these two big boys. So that's all coming up this morning on the show. Any of those stories you want to jump in on, you can hit me up at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You can always hit me on Twitter as well, as I mentioned before, DA on CBS. Let's go into last night's Seahawks and Packers game. Packers jump out to the early lead. They're rolling right along offensively in the first half. Second half, however, a totally different story. And the Seattle Seahawks come back for the victory. Mike McCarthy decides to punt on 4th and 2 with about 4 minutes to play and a timeout. And the Seahawks end up grinding out 2 first downs and salting away the game. So people will blame Mike McCarthy for that decision to punt. Rodgers was not happy. They can blame the defense for giving up those first downs. They can blame the special teams, Mason Crosby missing another field goal earlier in the game that might have changed the complexion. But here we are about Aaron Rodgers. And once again, the Packers lose on the road. They have not won away from Lambeau once this year. We all know how great Aaron Rodgers is, but how much responsibility of last night and all of these losses do we have to say falls on number 12? It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
Davis, the single setback, and Russell from the shotgun with three wideouts. Baldwin wide to the right. The snap throw inside. It's caught. Dixon. Touchdown, Seahawks. And I don't know if Russell audible to that, but if he did, a brilliant play by Russell Wilson.
You know, when you're playing this environment, you know, particularly when you're on the road up here, there's a high tendency for big momentum plays, big swings, and I think that definitely held true. You know, that's something we talked about during the course of the week, and you got to make your share of big plays.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Steve Rabel on Seahawks Radio. And then Mike McCarthy following the loss. I mean, look, I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. I'd love to see him with more championship shots. I want to see him in more Super Bowls. But the fact is, last night, for the brilliance that we saw in a couple of those huge plays, enough to say, boy, have we ever seen that before from a quarterback? There's also enough plays where I think Aaron Rodgers does need to take the blame. There's a couple of routine throws that I think Rodgers just kind of rolls through in his progressions and either doesn't want to hit because they're not big enough plays or feels like there's bigger plays to be had, more chunk yardage to be had. But when he spins out of traffic, rolls out of the grasp of a defender, runs all the way to the sideline, and on the run against his body throws a 50-yard strike into the end zone to the fourth-string tight end, you go, we've never seen this before. We've never had a quarterback able to do those things with his legs and his arm and his agility and his balance. We've never seen a guy do all of those things at the same time at that level. We've had mobile quarterbacks before that have been really good. Fran Tarkenton was a great get-out-of-jail type of quarterback. We've had guys with great arms like Dan Marino, but we've never had the combination of pinpoint accuracy, agility with his legs, big play threat, and arm strength that we see from Aaron Rodgers. He just routinely makes the impossible possible. But I think last night what you saw was Rodgers refusing to take the 6 yards on first and 10. Refusing on third and 10 to take the 8 yards. He kind of constantly wants to just keep challenging downfield. He kind of constantly seems to avoid taking the easy 5 yards when there could be 25 yards. And that will make him breathtaking, but that will also really drive you insane. There's enough to blame for everybody with the Packers. There really is. I don't blame Mike McCarthy for his decision to punt late in that game. I know that it sounds stupid. You want to be aggressive in today's NFL. The rules favor the quarterback. You have one of the greatest of all time. It's only 2 yards, but you're on your own 33-yard line. You have 4 minutes to play with and a timeout of the 2-minute warning. You are punting it away saying, if we don't get it here, game is over. All we need to do is limit them to less than 2 first downs. And the defense, knowing the Seahawks were going to run it, still couldn't stop them. You want to blame Mike McCarthy for having a garbage defense? Fine. You want to blame Mike McCarthy for being in that situation? Fine. But I don't think you can blame Mike McCarthy for punting in that situation. I thought that was the right move. Your defense has to get one stop, and the Seahawks are telegraphing that we are going to run it. The issue is, it's a complete failure by the Packers because their defense isn't good enough to bail out Aaron Rodgers when Rodgers isn't sublime and perfect. They have special teams flaws as well. Crosby missing another makeable field goal. And Rodgers, unlike Tom Brady, seemingly unwilling to take the conservative throw, the routine play, if it's not the big play. And I think that might be one thing that has hurt Rodgers in the past. Tom Brady is always going to take 6 yards on first and 10. Always. Always. On third and 4, he's always going to take the 6 yards. I think Rodgers consistently thinks there's something better, something better, something better, And that's why we know he can make the routine throws. That's why I think he leaves yards and plays on the table. And that's part of the reason this year it's been problematic with that offense and this Packers team. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. And I'll tell you, for the Packers right now, for as great as Rodgers is, the time is now to make a move at head coach. I know I just put responsibility at the feet of Rodgers, and look, I'm not going to take that back right now, but this is the moment that you must make a change at head coach. You could still rattle off a couple of wins. You'd have to rattle off all of the rest of the wins. I think if you are going to make the playoffs at 10-5-1, you've got to rattle off your next six. But even if you do, Mike McCarthy needs to go in the offseason. Because where Rodgers is at this point in his career age-wise, you're probably only going to get maybe four or five really great years. Maybe five or six. You cannot keep waiting to see if this works with McCarthy. You got to give him the zig this year, this offseason. Go out, try to get John Harbaugh. Harbaugh would provide immediate credibility at the head coaching position. I think Rodgers would respect him as well. I think you could see John Harbaugh having a Gary Kubiak-esque situation where Kubiak left the Texans, went to the Broncos, and immediately stabilized a Super Bowl contender and earned the trust and respect of a Hall of Fame quarterback in Peyton Manning and then won a Super Bowl with him. That's what I think you have to do in Green Bay. Go out, get Harbaugh, make the change. Change the culture, change the expectation, change the voice. And Rodgers needs to also maybe take his foot off the gas. Perhaps he's pressing because he feels like he has to do everything. He needs to be able to take the 6 yards or the 8 yards and not always look for the home run. It's just a shame, though. This reminds me, we just had Barry Sanders on the show yesterday. Aaron Rodgers' career reminds me of Barry Sanders in the fact that you watch him and behold his greatness and his brilliance. And Barry didn't always take 2 yards on third and two either. He would try to backtrack, spin out, and lose five. He would try to go for the home run. But in this way, that you can see one of the greats ever being undone by a coach, a system, a defense, just an overall franchise that can't lift that player up like all the times that player's lifted them up. For all the great runs Barry had, he never had a great defense, a great quarterback, a great head coach, a great franchise. For all the wonderful throws Rodgers has made, he's never had a head coach that you say he's one of the three best of the NFL and one of the five best of the NFL. He's never had a defense that you said that's one of the best defenses of the NFL. He's never had an owner or a franchise leader, because they don't really have an owner, but a general manager, a front office that said, we'll get him all of the parts. We'll sign all of the pieces. You've never had that around Aaron Rodgers, and thankfully he has that ring, because it would be a real sin if he never had that championship. But much like watching Barry in his prime, you just keep saying, there's more they can give one of the greatest players ever, and they're not giving him that. 855-212-4CBS, Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back here on the show, one of the best players in college football freaking out and yelling in the face of his head coach last night on national TV. What happened in Houston? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You big upside.
Ben and his man together are magical. Write a check, cut the damn check, boop, boop, and we can entertain America. If you want it, write the damn check. Write the damn check.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. Happy Target Demo Friday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Hit me up on Twitter and on Facebook on what you got going on today, how you're listening, where you're listening, and what you got going on. I'll read them in the third hour of the show. Remember, full episodes of the show available on iTunes. Simply search DA and CBS. You'll find us there. Also, you can go to our website where there's plenty of audio archived, including full episodes, the PGP, and Sunday Morning Football. That website is daoncbs.com. We have our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tweet at me, DA on CBS today. We'll answer that question later on in the show. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. And our toll-free line is brought to you by GEICO. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. GEICO.com. Now, John's in Pennsylvania, listening to 96.5 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, John.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Now, first, I want to start off by giving you your credit about Rodgers. 3rd and 2, he bounces that throw, which should have easily been right to the receiver's hands for a first. However, 4th down, you're on your own 30. If you go for it and you get stopped, at most, if you stop them and they get a field goal, you only have to get a touchdown, and you have Rodgers. But if you punt it, and obviously you give up the 2 first downs, the game is over. So either way, if you don't get a stop, the game is over. And if you give the ball to Rodgers, the best player in football, in quotes, that gives you more of a chance than trusting your banged-up defense, right?
Well, to me, if you go for it on 4th and 2 and don't get it, you still have to try to get a stop, and so you're asking your defense to get a stop, but they're also going to kick a field goal, like you said, put you down 6, so Rodgers now has to go down the field to kick to score a touchdown. I didn't have a problem kicking away on 4th and 2 because you're asking your defense to just get 1 stop out of 2 series. You got to avoid 2 first downs, and then if Rodgers gets it back, he only has to get a field goal. That I didn't mind.
But wouldn't you rather take that chance on 4th and 2 with Aaron Rodgers than taking the ball out of his hands and putting the trust in the defense, who is banged up and can't stop the run, and you know they're going to run against you, and they are one of the worst run defenses in football, correct?
Correct. But I would say that if it's telegraphed that much, and the Seahawks, you know, are going to run, they know they're going to run, and you still can't stop them, that really, really scares me. I mean, I see what you're saying. Hindsight says, give it to Rodgers, let him take a shot, and perhaps you're right. But, I mean, doesn't the defense, if they know they're going to run, how can you not stop them 2 straight series? That's so problematic.
And I completely agree. But also, I mean, the defense is extremely banged up, especially last night. They lost a lot of guys, especially on that defensive line, number 97, I think Kenny Clark. I mean, you lose a guy, I think that was his name, you lose a guy like that earlier in the game. I mean, that's a big loss to your defensive line. The Seahawks were running the ball pretty well, so I think you just trust the best player on your team, one of the best players in the league, instead of trusting a defense that is maybe medium, middle of the road at best.
That's fair. Perhaps you're right, John. That's totally fair. I mean, look, as I said, hindsight suggests that you should just give it to Aaron Rodgers and let him try to make the plays anyway, because as we just saw, the defense couldn't get the job done. I just think that in the grand scheme of things, in terms of Mike McCarthy's problems, and there are many, last night punting there, I'm not going to kill him for. I understood the idea. I understood the concept. At the time, I said, boy, 4th and 2, your own 33. You give the ball back to them right here. The game is essentially over. I don't mind with 4 minutes to play. It's not like you're not supposed to get the ball back. 4 minutes to play, plus the 2-minute warning, 1 timeout left. But that's a fair point. The Packers' defense was bad. They couldn't stop the run last night, and so why trust them anyway? That's fair. I just don't think out of the big scheme of things with Mike McCarthy's problems, that's the one I'm going to pinpoint and kill him on. But that's fair. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. So as the entire nation watched Packers and Seahawks, you might have ignored the Houston Cougars last night. Now, Houston came into this season as a sexy team to watch because of Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver, a guy who is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Some people thought he might be the number one pick in the NFL draft for the Houston Cougars. But Houston has not had the season that they were hoping for. They had lost their last two games in a row. They were playing Tulane last night on a nationally televised stage in the American Athletic Conference. So most people were not watching Houston Tulane when Aaron Rodgers versus Russell Wilson was happening. But people are talking about it today because Ed Oliver, their incredible defensive lineman, who has been banged up and injured and lost the last couple of weeks due to injury, was on the sideline, not playing. And he wanted to wear a jacket because apparently it was cold and he was outdoors. And people on sidelines usually wear jackets, especially if you're not playing. But Major Applewhite, yes, that Major Applewhite, head coach of the Cougars, said no. No jacket for you, Ed, because jackets are reserved for the players that are playing. Not you scrubs that aren't. It's a reward to wear a jacket. You hear me? Now, even though Ed Oliver is the best player on that team, one of the best players in program history, even though Ed Oliver is going to be a top five, top 10 pick in the NFL draft, oh no. Ed, no special treatment for you. No soup for you. No jacket for Ed Oliver. And so Ed Oliver got heated, started screaming at Major Applewhite. As they walked off the field together, he had to be restrained, pulled away, and Oliver kept going after his head coach. Hey, coach, why didn't you just let Oliver wear the jacket?
We just have a rule on the sideline that guys that are participating in the games, and specifically starters, you know, that they have jackets so they can stay cool. And, you know, as a coach who's coached and played for years, you know, you don't want 1,000 guys in a jacket when it's only 50 degrees outside. You want guys to stand up, be off the bench, and be tough. And Ed had one, so I asked him to take it off. You know, I got emotional.
So there's a couple of things here. Number one, here's where I would defend Major Applewhite. You want consistency in rules and how you treat players. You don't want the star system where Ed Oliver gets to do something nobody else gets to do. While Oliver is the best player on this team, while Oliver is going to be a top five NFL draft pick, while Oliver is in store for NFL riches, while the only reason to watch Houston football so many times this year was Oliver, you're saying I don't want a special set of circumstances or rules for him because then I lose credibility. If I treat him the same way as everybody, I earn my stripes in this locker room. Same way Belichick is able to get after Brady, same way Pop was able to get after Tim Duncan. If I treat stars differently, I lose the rest of the locker room. I get that. But what's Applewhite's reasoning behind I don't want everyone wearing jackets on the sideline? What is that part of things? Why is Major Applewhite bothered if players are wearing jackets to the sideline? We just can't have all these jackets. All of these jackets for all these inactive players. I mean, you're supposed to have a jacket on if you're playing, but if you're not playing, no jackets. What is the big deal about guys who are not playing wearing jackets? 50 degrees is different for different people. Mraz apparently is never, are you always cold or never cold?
Always cold.
You're always cold.
I remember Boise, you were bragging about how warm you were and I was freezing.
That's right, and you should be warmer because you have more insulation.
But I tell you, I have more skin to get cold.
Right, that science is dubious. But Mraz is always cold, way more than I am. Well, 50 degrees, we were doing that show in Boise and guess what? I wasn't cold, you were whining like a baby, and so one of our listeners had to buy you gloves.
Came in handy yesterday, too.
So, why does 50 degrees, I don't want everybody in jackets, what does that matter? If Ed Oliver is cold, he's cold. Why can't a guy that's not playing wear a jacket? It's like this is some type of line of toughness. Look, if you're not tough enough to play in the game, you're not tough enough to wear a jacket. This is kind of ridiculous. Wanting consistency is fine, but making the rule you're only rewarded with a jacket if you're willing to play through pain is idiotic. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, we've got your tasty top five here. Plus, we'll jump into your phone calls as well. It's an epic Target demo of Friday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good value, big upside.
Morning, DA. How you doing? So I caught up on your Nomad show, and I really think it's excellent that you do that when you go to places. Me as a fan of your show, I now feel a little bit closer to you as a sportscaster, even as just an individual.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
40 minutes past the hour. Appreciate you being with us. We remind you, you can take us with you wherever you go by simply downloading the CBS Sports app if you don't have it already. You can also hit us up on Apple Music. Listen to us in the live stream there. All of CBS Sports Radio available on Apple Music. And you can check us out using radio.com. All of those places have the DA show ready to rock for you every single day on your phone wherever you go. Also, you can watch us at watchda.com. Coming up, your tasty top five. Next hour, Ross Tucker, pro football analyst, NFL analyst, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, one of the most popular football podcasts in America. You know, last night, just watching Aaron Rodgers, it's certainly not only McCarthy's fault and only the defense's fault and only special teams. There's responsibility to go around for the Packers and where they are. They have not won on the road yet this season. So Rodgers certainly deserves blame here, at least some of it. But doesn't it feel like Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a Super Bowl championship? Doesn't it feel like he keeps getting let down by his organization? Doesn't it keep feeling like, wow, another year, another wasted Aaron Rodgers season, another wasted year in his career, which is so bizarre to think about because he does have the ring. He does have the Super Bowl. He does have the MVP. But I remember feeling this way about Dan Marino toward the end, where you just wanted to see him get another crack at that championship. You just wanted to see that organization put enough around him. And it became desperate by the end, firing Don Shula, bringing in Jimmy Johnson, trying to get any and all running backs to become some type of semblance of a ground game, trying to sign defensive players, hoping, crossing your finger, that the old magic could be there for Marino. Now, Marino's legs and knees gave out on him. And so by the time that he was really Aaron Rodgers' age, he was almost immobile. But there was a feeling there of, man, just don't let this career go by and not give him another crack. He had gone to the Super Bowl in his second year and never gone back. It's wild because the same feeling overwhelms me watching Aaron Rodgers, even though he has a championship. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. And let it also be noted that Aaron Rodgers has had a spell, a hex, a jinx, a curse put on him. You might think it goes back to his days dating Olivia Munn, but in fact, it's deeper than that. It's darker than that. At the Final Four 2 years ago, Mraz went up to one of the greatest quarterbacks ever and asked him to look at his phone. Just prior to seeing Aaron Rodgers at said Scottsdale drinking establishment, Mraz had been down to nothing in his skivvies, just a pink Speedo in Central Park, bathed in nothing but Crisco and rolled in birdseed as we posted Mraz out in the gardens for birds to peck at him.
Slob.
Why did we do this? Well, we did this because Mraz going into the Giants and Packers wild card game that year said he was so confident the Giants would win, he would literally do anything. Literally. Well, literally means literally. And so we said, okay, big boy, why don't we get you down to your pink Speedo and have you eaten by the birds and wildlife in Central Park? He did it. He paid up. And so after a few Coronas at this Scottsdale pub, I thought it might be a good idea for Mraz to go over there and ask Aaron Rodgers if Rodgers would get a kick out of this bet that Rodgers made him do. Remember, Aaron Rodgers was the reason Mraz had to dress up like a crazy person, naked, rolled around in birdseed out in the middle of the public and on film.
It's a disgrace!
I said, sure, go over there, see Aaron Rodgers. He has kind of a fun, tongue-in-cheek sense of humor. I'm sure he'll get a kick out of it. He did not. As soon as Mraz came up to him and flashed the phone and said, I just want to let you know this was the bet that I lost because of you, Aaron Rodgers uttered some of the most famous words in DA show history. Mraz, what did Aaron Rodgers tell you?
Get away from me, buddy.
Quote, get away from me, buddy.
With his Weisenheimer friend snickering and making a laugh.
Weisenheimer friend.
Like I was some kind of jerk.
Well, you were.
No, I was being very friendly. He was talking to everybody else that night, but suddenly me, the guy who was showing him a butt-naked picture of me in birdseed, I'm the problem. Ooh, yeah, mama.
There was the picture of you sitting upright, butt on the ground, Buddha belly pouring over, birdseed all over you. You are in nothing except a pink Speedo and a Giants beanie cap. And your belly is just pouring over. And we screenshotted that, paused the video, which is available on YouTube, and you showed it to Aaron Rodgers. Did he actually see the screenshot?
He just kind of looked down, looked up, laughed, and just said, get away from me, buddy. As if he's never seen Brian Beluga with his shirt off. Slob.
You were kind of the Brian Beluga of Central Park that day.
Yes, exactly. All I'm saying is, appreciate a good story, Aaron. Roll out having beers, having a good time. Don't be a jerk.
Upon that, get away from me, buddy, you came back to our table where myself and Kenny Brock were sitting. And you were mortified. You were embarrassed. You were on the verge of tears.
It was horrifying to be put in that spot by a league MVP.
And upon that embarrassment, upon that humiliation, you said you are putting a curse on Aaron Rodgers.
That's it. You want to be rude to me, mean to me, until I receive an apology. Aaron Rodgers hereby is never to win another playoff game in his Hall of Fame career.
What's amazing is that January run, he had beaten the Giants. That was the Odell Beckham boat game. Then went to Dallas and won the divisional round as well. And then lost in the championship game on the road in Atlanta. Last season, breaks his collarbone. They don't make the playoffs. This year, they haven't won a road game. So since March of 2017, Mraz's curse is in effect. Rodgers has not issued a public apology. We don't expect him to. And he could not only not win a playoff game, Mraz, if your curse holds, he might not be back in the playoffs. He has not played in the playoffs since saying, get away from me, buddy.
Dems the brakes, DA. And the ultimate irony, who wins this season last night? A man who took a shot with me at Justin Timberlake's private party this past February. Russell Wilson.
Now, that is one of the great ironies. Remember, at the Super Bowl, Mraz randomly got invited to Prince's Palace.
It's Paisley Place. I mean, if you're going to say it, just, you know, please, I'm a guest.
Sorry, he was a VIP. He was a very important person. I was not. He went. Russell Wilson and Sierra were two of the guests, and apparently Russell Wilson did a shot with Mraz.
What? Yeah, me, Russell, Sierra. Yeah, you were busy watching, like, Imagine Dragons or something.
The curse of Mraz, the curse of Buddy. And we've always said there's nothing more disrespectful than calling somebody else Buddy. It's like calling somebody Chief or Boss.
That's a bad guy.
Hey, pal.
Get away from me, Boss.
Hey, Chief, can I have more toast here?
He called you Buddy.
You ain't my buddy, Aaron. You ain't my buddy at all.
Buddy. Get away from me, Buddy. The buddy is totally disrespectful there.
And I'll never forget his friend's stupid face.
The Weisenheimer.
The old Weisenheimer. Oh, you're cool because you're hanging out with Aaron Rodgers. He's not laughing at you. Take a lap, pal.
The curse continues. It's time now for your tasty top five.
Every week, D.A. gives you his most appetizing college football games.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
It's the Tasty Top 5.
I'm tasty.
Well, this is not a great week for college football. There's a lot of breathers, if you will. Power programs that are playing garbage opponents because next week wraps up the regular season. And that's where they have another big rivalry game or hugely competitive game or whatnot. And so we start with number five. This is not normally a game that's going to make your tasty top five, but it's the Citadel against number one Alabama. This is not even on the board. Why is this interesting? Because we need to see if Tua plays. Tua Tagovailoa is obviously a Heisman front runner. And Nick Saban, despite having no reason whatsoever to play Tua, as Tua is banged up and has been dealing with injuries, light injuries throughout the season, Saban insists he is going to play. Now, why would he play? I have no idea. There's no reason to do so. Perhaps Saban is just giving the Citadel something to think about, which is kind of ridiculous. But Jalen Hurts should be the starting quarterback for Alabama in this game. If he plays Tua and risks injury, could you imagine if one of the great Alabama teams of all time is undone because Tua re-injures his knee against the Citadel? This is a noon kick on the SEC network.
I'm tasty.
Your number four tastiest matchup of the weekend is number 10 Ohio State traveling to College Park to take on the Terps. This story is big only because the Buckeyes need to not screw it up. This is the last game before they will take on the Michigan Wolverines. And that game is going to be for the Big Ten Championship game. And everybody believes that that game against Michigan next weekend is going to be for the Big Ten Championship. We all expect either one of them to roll over Northwestern and perhaps have a spot in the college football playoff. But you can't mess it up now. And we know that this has been another problematic week in terms of stories and Zach Smith and suggestions and reports of racially tinged slurs, racially charged slurs from Zach Smith that forced one of the players to transfer. Ohio State circled the wagon, said that report's not true. How do they handle all of that on the road, in conference? Maryland's not good, so they should win easily. They're a two-touchdown favorite. But watch this, because Ohio State just can't screw it up before the Michigan game.
I'm tasty.
That is noon on ABC. Your number three tastiest matchup of the weekend is in the American Athletic Conference, as UCF finally has a chance to put its prowess on display. Number 24, Cincinnati, is at Orlando and Spectrum Stadium. And UCF wants to insist that it's a powerhouse, that it belongs to the college football playoff discussion. Now they have the nation watching because this is going to be prime time on ABC, 8 p.m. Eastern kick, and the college game day setting. Watch Golden Knights quarterback Mackenzie Milton. UCF doesn't get much run nationally amongst the powerhouses, but Milton is great, and Milton also took a shot at Notre Dame this week saying they are not better than us. We both played Pitt, and we rolled Pitt, and they didn't.
I'm tasty.
Your number two tastiest matchup of the weekend is number nine, West Virginia at Oklahoma State. Again, this is one of those don't mess it up games. The Mountaineers are a top 10 team, one loss, and they just need to make sure they don't stub their toe against a 500 foe on the road. They've got a potential for a college football playoff spot. They've got to be a one loss Big 12 team. This is where weird things happen. Boone Pickens Stadium, a billion points being put up. This is going to be a 42-40 type game. If West Virginia loses, get them out.
I'm tasty.
And finally, your tastiest match of the weekend, as that game is at 3:30 Eastern on ABC, is at Yankee Stadium, number 3 Notre Dame against number 12 Syracuse. This one, again, in the Bronx, a 2:30 p.m. kick on NBC. And can Notre Dame remain undefeated? A loss to Syracuse, as good as the Orange have been this year, is going to drop Notre Dame out of the college football playoff. It's this game and then at USC for Notre Dame. The Irish are a 10.5-point favorite in this game, and I think it's going to be much closer than that. Watch out for Dino Babers' crew because they have been on a revenge tour every single week. Dino keeps telling them, remember the last time we played this team. Remember the last time this team beat our brains in. He'll do it again on tomorrow's Yankee Stadium turf. Syracuse likes to brand itself as New York's true college team. They've got a chance to put their stake into the New York State map with a win tomorrow.
I'm tasty.
That's your tastiest top five when we come back here on the show. The Warriors. Golden State gets Draymond back after the suspension and promptly gets destroyed by the Rockets. Will the Warriors feel the effects of what happened between him and KD all season long? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.